You are listening to This is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to This is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
And I'm your host, Amy Albers.
A little housekeeping before we get started. Just remember to like, subscribe, and share wherever you like to listen to podcasts. It helps people find our podcast, and we love to hear your feedback and reviews of what we are doing here to support the city of Stockton.
Heck yeah, we appreciate it.
We do. We read every single one.
And we go, why aren't there more of these? Where are our friends and family writing about
exactly, us? Exactly. Well, today we are talking about kids, which I'm excited about because I used to have one. Now I have a young adult, which is weird.
And I have none, so I'm extremely qualified.
But you have nieces and nephews.
So I have nephews. Yep, I have nephews. So I do running all around Stockton with them doing kids stuff. So that does make me qualified. I actually probably have a better idea because I'm like, hey, I'll do the weird thing because I only have to have them for like 4 hours. And then I get to pass them back off to their parents when they're exhausted from doing whatever.
Playing with knives and
stuff whatever. Like that. Yeah, exactly. So yes, as Wes alluded to today, we're going to talk about all the fun things that there is to do with kiddos in Stockton. So we've been scouring the website and trying to compile some lists of things to hit up from museums to parks. So we're going to kick things off by just hitting the top hitters. So Wes, what are some of the major attractions in Stockton that are kid friendly?
So our two probably top ones, right? And these really kind of focus towards a very similar age group would be the Children's Museum of Stockton and Pixie Woods. So we can talk a little bit about each of those.
Yeah, absolutely. Both of these places have been cracking in Stockton since I was a kid. So I've got to experience them when I was little and into now, have taken my nephews to both. But the Children's Museum, we have a great podcast with the former executive director that talks about the whole history of the museum. It came about because of the, I can't remember the name of the school.
Cleveland School.
Yes, tragedy. So, which is a bummer, but we got this amazing, incredible museum organization that came out of it. And there's some exhibits that have been there since I was a kid, and there's a ton of new ones. It's, you'd say age group Wes is probably from like, I don't know, three to
under third
eight
grade
or something.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. But you know what? I feel like I know when we brought our, you know, when Jack was really young and Max was older, like, it was more geared towards Jack's age, but Max being older, he still liked it. I mean, I feel like if you're with your siblings or like, I mean, you don't want to, maybe there's certain ages where you're not going to tell your friends you went to the Children's Museum, but I still think you like it because there's just fun stuff. I mean, we go there as a team and I'm always playing with something. So.
I know. Honestly, I still love the little grocery store. That's my favorite. The kids get real serious about working at the grocery store too. My nephews were like, get in line one item at a time.
And they do like events and stuff too. So, you know, throughout the year, there are other activities rather than the traditional museum schedule. And it's obviously a very popular place for school groups from all over Northern California go to the Children's Museum. So that's located in downtown Stockton, and not too far from our office, like a block and a half from our office on Weber Avenue. And it's a great place to go, very affordable and a fun place to go. And all you have to do is have kids. Adults can't go by themselves. So
good. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I believe that's probably the same rule at Pixie Woods too.
I would imagine. Yes.
I think that happened. I was like waiting for my brothers to show up with my nephews one time. And Ian and I were like, oh, we can't like go in.
Yeah. They're not going to have that look. Yeah. Have that vibe.
Exactly.
That vibe.
Now,
I love Pixie Woods, man. I think it's hard for people to visualize. So this park's been around for decades and decades. I mean, it's probably on its fourth generation of families that have been going there. And it is located near Lewis Park on the west side of Stockton on the water, surrounded by the water area there. But it is something that's hard to visualize. It's sort of like our own little, it is our children's fairyland. And these were really popular. I mean, a lot of cities have one. I know San Jose has one and Sacramento has one. But, you know, when I was a kid, it had live animals there. So there are no live animals now. But there
where?
There was like
A zoo?
Well, there were seals there. There were seals.
Wild.
There. Yeah. And then there was like a petting type zoo, like a cow. Huh. And then there was bunnies and things like that. But it does have a train that's been there mm-hmm. forever, a boat that's been there forever. You can take a little boat tour around the lagoon. And then it has a Ferris.
Merry-go-round.
Nope.
Is that what correct. Those are called?
Yes.
Carousel,
merry-go-round, same thing. And lots of slides. But it's also, it's more about just the, there's tons of little kid murals, lots of things.
Yeah, lots of art.
But it's also the growth of it, right? The huge trees, lots of shade. It's got water super going nice. Through the middle. I don't know, there's something about it. It's just so special and unique. And I'm telling you, if you want to wear out a kid, that is the place to go.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And both these places, very economical to go to.
Oh,
like
totally.
Crazy cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pixie Love Woods it. Does events throughout the year too. I mean, they're doing, they do Christmas in July. They'll do different family events throughout the year. I think they do, don't they do Mad
Their
Hatter's
wine
tea party?
Fundraiser.
Well, yeah, that's the adult side. They do a wine
that
fundraiser every year. And they also, it's a great place for birthday parties. They actually have a birthday party room there. If you did not know this, a little factoid, Sonny and Cher had their birthday party for Chastity Bono there. Back
what?
In the 70s. Yep.
That's random. Why were they in Stockton?
They were actually, I think they were in Reno and they were passing through. But anyway, yes, it's a little lore or factoid of the Pixie Woods Park that Sonny and Cher had their birthday party for Chastity. But I don't, he was, oh, he's Chaz now.
Chaz, yes.
Right, yes.
Some fun Stockton bar trivia for you. Yeah. Okay, so those are,
so those are the biggest
major attractions. We'll obviously be talking about more attractions as we go through this. But Wes, okay, you went to the Children's Museum. Your kids are absolutely famished. Where are some kid-friendly restaurants you can take them in town?
Well, I think the easiest kind of low-hanging fruit is always sort of like the pizza places, right? Because, like, you know, if you think about it, in Stockton, would you call any – I mean, there's not a lot of places that are kid-unfriendly.
Yeah, true.
We are a very family-oriented community. But I think Chinese pizza or any breakfast joint is a great place for kids. Yeah. You know, one of the things that, you know, Michael's and David's Pizza are great places. Dante's Pizza are great places, great place. But you know, nearby downtown, because if you look at where Pixie Woods and Children's Museum are, you're close to downtown. So there are some places, near this, there's lots of Mexican restaurants, all kid friendly. But then you have the Mile and you got Fat City, you got Werlo's, you know, again, every place is really, family friendly, but those places really do. And then you have your chains that are traditionally very family friendly, you know, BJ's. I was going to say Macaroni Grill, but that closed. Because, you know, you used to draw on the little table.
Yeah, trust me. And eat that loaf of bread and be like, can we get one more?
And ask for another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
Buffalo Wild Wings, all those.
No, that's a
places.
Good point, though. There isn't really like non-kid. I mean, I've brought my nephews to Cast Iron before. Like, it's cheeseburgers and french fries and stuff, you know, and they dug it. There's nowhere that's going to be like, no, they can't be here. Yeah. Everywhere in Stockton's like a little loud and a little quirky.
Yeah. I mean, so, even like, I guess it depends on your kid too, but I mean, I think Jack was only like, I don't know how old he was. How old? He's 18 now. He must have been only 10 when we took him to Prime Table, and that's our, you know, prime steakhouse in town. So, it's, you know.
I was going to say, my nephews have been to Angelina's more times than they've probably eaten food at their own home, because that's like the Rakovich Institution over at Angelina's.
Family-friendly restaurant near.
Huge.
And then Waterloo, another one that's like that too.
So. And then I had to give a shout-out because my nephews right now are obsessed with Shirashone.
Yeah.
Shirashone? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Japanese steak. Yeah. Oh, my God. When they make the volcano and stuff. So it kind of freaked them out the first time. But now they're like, let's go have that $50 meal.
My
family.
Kids still like going to. We just went there not too long ago in 2023. When they, you know, and when they're
throw
stuff
a shrimp
into
in your
hat,
mouth. Dinner and a show. Yeah.
Jesse's family likes that place too a lot.
I think all little kids are into it because it's a little crazy.
It's a like show.
It's a dinner show, exactly.
A show. Yeah, yeah.
All right. What are some outdoor activities to get the kids involved with in Stockton?
As I mentioned, Pixie Woods is outdoors. But, you know, when I think outdoors, I think it's a great opportunity for like free places to go, right? So we have Oak Grove Regional Park, which is on the very north end of Stockton. So it's got a nature trail. It's got a nature center. It's got a lagoon or a lake there.
And you can fish in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can. Sweet. They actually do. When we talk about events, we'll talk about some of the fishy stuff they do there. But it's just got acres and acres of just grass. So it's a lot of families do picnics out there, but it's just a great place to run around. They got a disc golf course if your kids want to try that. And the geese, so you could just chase those because those are like So yeah, that park is a great place. But also, you know, if you look at Mickey Grove Park, and we were just there as a team recently visiting the museum, but you know, that is just on the other side of 8 Mile in near Lodi, Mickey Grove has a zoo, the Japanese Gardens, and of course the Historical Society Museum, plus just tons and tons of playground features.
My nephew mentioned something about dinosaurs at Mickey Grove Park. Is that
There might be some dinosaur statues. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, because the train went by and he was like, hey, you guys, the dinosaurs are nearby. And my brother was like, dang, he remembers. Like, it's down. And I don't know. I didn't know what the dinosaurs were. But what an interesting thing for me to bring to a podcast. I don't know what this is. But I think it's a thing.
And even like if you're downtown, like in the summer, Weber Point is open and the fountains are open and it's a free place just to run through the water with your kids and they want to cool off. And then just downtown in the marina, the promenade, just walk around. There's we have lots of great parks in our community. You know, Victory Park where the Hagen Museum is, they have a whole bunch of playground features. But also like for kids, to me, it's just like you just need running space.
Running space, or I would say, so at Oak Grove Regional Park at Village West Marina and on the downtown waterfront, there are recreational water rental things, kayaks and, you know, all that kind of fun stuff. Obviously, your kids might be a little bit older, but there's dual kayaks. And when we did our photo shoot, Pedro and his son were, how old is Enzo? Enzo is probably 7 and he was in there. Throw him in a life vest. They love it.
Yeah.
So cute.
I like those. So those, to me, those are the kind of the easy ones when you talk about outdoor activities beyond traditional festivals and events and things like that.
Yeah. Also another great place if you just need to burn steam is just go down to UOP, University of the Pacific, and let your kids frolic in the school zone.
It's beautiful.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. All right. On to the next family funness. How about some family friendly events in Stockton?
Honestly, it is a long list.
I know.
I was kind of felt like that kidding too as prepared because, again, our community is a very family-oriented community. Mm-hmm. And so there are so many opportunities for folks to get out. So I'm going to talk about the big ones, but then some of the ones you may not think about. So we mentioned Oak Grove Regional Park. They actually do 3 fishing events a year. They do the Bob McMillan annual fishing derby. Then they do a trout bout. Then they do a catfish derby. So those are all stocked events. So they stock the pond. So you don't have to worry about the kids are going to have that catch a fish experience there. So I think that's cool. And it's super affordable. And you don't need a day license for a someone under 18. So that is a fun thing to do. But, you know, when you talk about just big festivals, of course, you got the Asparagus Festival. You've got Stockton Flavor Fest. Obviously, this past winter, we had Stockton Lantern Festival. A Family Day at the Park is another one that's free. Family Day at the Park is a big literacy fair that happens at Weber Point. And also free is Cinco de Mayo, which happens also at Weber Point. So those are even free events. And I think it's Black Family Day free. I can't even remember. But those are all at Weber Point. The Native American Labor Day powwow. If you want to go see the Native American culture, that's a great thing for kids. You get crazy at Halloween time because the amount of trick-or-treat events is mind-boggling, honestly.
Oh, God. Yeah. I don't even think my nephews knew when Halloween was.
Right.
Because
it's like
was
3 weeks
so much action.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Parades. So, of course, we have the 4th of July parade. Chinese New Year's another big one. I don't know if they do a parade anymore. I don't think they do, but they do the Chinese New Year festival. The county fair is a big one that happens every year. Earth Day, that's free. That's at Victory Park. But even regionally, you've got Linden Cherry Festival and the Festival of Trees, which we just talked about when we were at the San Joaquin County Historical Society and Museum at Mickey Grove Park. The Festival of Trees is a great thing. And they also do Obviously, a lot of stuff for kids there for school groups on Pioneer type related activities. So, I mean, that's just a sample. I think I got all the ones on my list. You know, another one I like, outdoors, get kids running around, and they also, and then you get to have fun too, is concerts in the park.
I was going to say, that's like the perfect, like, drunk aunt and uncle activity.
Are you speaking your for yourself?
I might be speaking for all the childless drunk aunts in the community. Concerts at the park is where it's at. And then just one last one that we need to mention is the holiday lighted boat parade and
tree lighting in downtown Stockton,
which is very Stockton specific and very cute. I got to ride on one of the boats a couple years ago because my dad was a, what is it called? You're a grand marshal of a parade?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Not to brag or anything, but and it was pouring rain that year, so that was a little weird, but it was still very fun. I don't know.
And also congregating, thinking about events, and it's not necessarily festivals, but you know, the Hagen Museum is a very kid friendly place. I mean, it is got,
absolutely.
You know, while it does have an amazing fine art collection, there are, especially downstairs, when you look at a lot of the history exhibits, the old storefronts, the Native American exhibit, the old fire vehicles exhibit. Those kids love that stuff. But they also do events that are happening once a month that are really all about kids, and they can do free art or, you know, kind of activities. And those happen monthly. And also the first Saturday of every month is free at the Hagen Museum. So it's a great place just to check out. And you can wear them out even ahead of time or after in Victory Park. But I think that's a good one. And then, you know, there are other like cultural things that are good for kids. Like the symphony does more like the holiday pops and some of the pop series the symphony does. Kids love that stuff. Mm-hmm. Stockton Civic Theater always throws in a show that's related to kids throughout their season.
And Kudos then, Children's Theater as
and
well.
And the Kudos Children's Theater. So it's not only about the physical brick and mortar type attractions, but you know, those arts and cultural institutions that we have locally do a lot of great things for kids. You know, even at University of Pacific and Delta College, there's always things that are focused towards families and families with young children. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know the Goodwin Gallery, the Stockton Arts League place, does classes for families and kids, as does Hatch Workshop down here on Union Street. So lots of, fun tactical ways to do things too. So
yeah.
Love it. Lots happening. All right. Is there anything you would recommend that just is just outside of Stockton for families to get involved in?
Well, we talk about Mickey Grove Zoo, and I really can't, you know, or the Mickey Grove Park, which is just massive, right? I mean, it is
absolutely
huge. So lots of playgrounds, lots of picnic areas. They have a zoo. They have a historical society museum there, and they also have a Japanese garden. So, and it's just beautiful, right? It's just a great place. But another place that I like is the Jellystone Park and Resort. So you can actually rent. So they have the marina out there, and you can rent some hydro bikes and things like that for folks with younger kids. But also Jellystone has a whole water park. So it's not just a campground, because it is a campground. They have cabins you can
rent
there. There's
a water park?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Big slides?
Yeah, they have water slides, but they also have Lazy River, splash pads, and a couple pools. And so so Jellystone itself is a chain, but this used to be a KOA at one time. So it is a traditional campground, RVs. You can tent camp, but they have these built-in cabins that are really cool. But yeah, you can actually day use the whole Jellystone Water Park. And it's pretty impressive. They invested
That's
a good
sick.
Amount of money on that. So those are the two that come to mind. And probably the biggest one for kids that is close by is south of us, Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh,
I mean, you can't deny the fact that in our county, we have a Great Wolf Lodge, and there's only two in California. The other one is outside of Disneyland. So if you're in Northern California, you want to go to an indoor water park that is just ridiculously crazy with all kinds of candy and sweets they sell to get your kids all hyped up. I know Krista on our team has brought her kids there, and Jesse has brought their kids there, because it's just there's nothing not to like about a Great Wolf Lodge, honestly.
I've never been to one. I guess I gotta go steal the nephews.
We want you to stay overnight in Stockton in our hotel.
Don't
stay in their hotel. Nah, you don't
exactly.
Want to do that.
So. Nope. I love it. All right, Wes, what were some of your favorite Stockton attractions and things to do when you were growing up here?
Well, We did a lot of Mickey Grove. We did a lot of that. We did family reunions there. I remember going to the zoo as I was reminiscing the other day, back when they had a polar bear and, you know, they had all the sea lions there. I mean, it was a different zoo back then. You know, I went to Pixie Woods as a kid too, have lots of memories, as I mentioned, of the live animals there. It was just one of those things that you did. You know, back then we had outdoors is what we kind of did. We did those sort of activities because there was no, you know, internet or video games. Well, you know,
how did you survive?
Pong. There was Pong. Yeah. But those are probably my biggest memories. Of course, when I was young in 86, I was an early teenager or a teenager when the Asparagus Festival came. And that was always a big thing for us to do. But yeah, we, you know, I just loved the opportunities to go. We did a lot of exploring. So we used to go up to the foothills and go to Columbia, go gold panning up there. You know, any chance that we had to get out and explore and do stuff, we always did. I mean, that's the great thing about Stockton, right? You can not only the activities here, but there are so many surrounding areas, especially up in the gold country. I mean, I just love those old gold rush towns up there. So that's sort of kind of a lot that I remember. You know, we had a Peter Piper pizza when I was a kid.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, it's basically like a John's Incredible Pizza, that just video games and stuff, but it was Peter Piper pizza. That was we had golf. So we could talk about all the things that are gone.
I know. Stuff. Don't do that. Yeah. You know. People are going to blast us. Yeah.
Golfland. Let me see. Hammer Skate.
You're West going Lane down the Skate. Path.
Yeah. So we.
Was West Lane Skate? I don't. That wasn't my time.
That was near the post office on West Lane. Yeah. Across from the adult performance venue.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was right there. It's a church now, I think, but it was West Lane Skate. So, nice. And bowling. Bowling's another thing we did.
I had that on my list. West Lane Bowl was like a big one for us. I don't think I'd ever been into Pacific, but I mean, I said this a million times. I grew up like way far east. So, just anything that was the most east is what we went to. And so, West Lane it was. I loved West Lane Bowl, man. And bowling alleys have arcades and all sorts of restaurants, bars. Like, that's pretty, sounds like another good kind of party situation to bring your kids to. Something for everyone. So I'm into that. And then we were Children's Museum all the time, back when it had a McDonald's on the inside. And we loved pretending we worked at the McDonald's. Good times. Yeah. And then I also think, probably just because we lived in the country, it was a really big deal for us to come into town to go to a movie. So that was like one of my big memories, yes, too, going
movie
to
theaters.
Holiday. What's it called? Holiday Movie Theater?
It's still West Lane, yeah.
Yep.
All the movie theaters I went to a kid are gone.
Okay. I remember there used to be one. I think it was on Pacific.
There was one.
I saw Titanic there.
There were so many.
Like a small movie theater.
There was a small fourplex there. Then you had one that was up by Hammer Lane near Michael's Crafts. There was one there.
Oh.
And then there was the Sherwood one by Kmart, which is now where BJ's is. There was a movie theater there. And then there was a movie theater behind the Sherwood Mall or Weberstown Mall. Whatever one has the food court. That which is gone now, Sherwood Place is what it's called now. So it was Sherwood Mall, yeah. And that's where I saw Empire Strikes Back, but in 1980. Cool. But I don't know, it's kind of weird. I guess they build all these big theaters now because we used to have a ton, and that doesn't even count all the ones on the side of town that I didn't go to. And we had drive-in movie theaters, you know, when I was
I was picking, I was somewhere on Main Street, like the east side. Was I on the east side of Main Street? And there was some old theater boarded up over there. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, Crest Theater?
There was a
like
time when they were talking about bringing that back or redoing that, I heard. But
was it Crest? Know. I'll go on a deep dive after this.
Yeah, I don't remember. So
that'll be the next podcast.
Capri?
Just talking about this old building. It might have been a Capri.
I think it might be the Capri. Anyway.
Good times. Okay, last question. Why do you think it's important for kids to experience local attractions in the community that they grow up in?
Well, I think it just sort of instills that sense of local pride. It creates memories that are so hometown focused. You know, I mean, it's easy. We're California, right? We're an abundance of riches. So you can go to, you know, Great America or Major League Sports or big cities like San Francisco or all the things they have in Sacramento or the Bay Area or in the mountains. But, you know, something about doing stuff in your own hometown and getting your kids to appreciate the things in your hometown. But I think it's all about making those memories and also supporting the things that are in your hometown. You know, the reason why some of the things that I mentioned earlier are no longer here is because people didn't support them. And so they went away. So if you want a vibrant community of things to do with your kids, you need to get out and support them. And actually, I just remembered one place we didn't mention, Sky Zone, where you can jump around with your kids in the trampolines. Indoors.
We're just looking for ways to exhaust your families.
Yeah. First of all, that is all what taking kids out. When you mentioned why is it important? Because kids need exercise and you need a break.
Because you're not allowed to rub whiskey in your kids' mouths anymore. You got to find some other way to knock them out. Yeah.
Diamond nap.
And they're like, this is why she doesn't have kids. No, I totally agree. It's super important to, support the things in your community. Like, nothing better. We were just talking about this on an adult level. We went to a show at the arena the other night and I was like, I can't believe my commute home is like 4 minutes right now.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing more satisfying than being done with something and getting to go home immediately. Yeah. And well, so just find those gems in your community so you can get home, get wherever you're going as
soon
as possible.
That makes me think about those things when you're a kid, ports games. I went to a ton of ports games at the Billy Hebert Field way back in the day.
Skating at Oak Park. Ice skating.
Yeah, that's another family one. And then you mentioned the arena. I mean, we just had the Harlem Globetrotters. We just had Disney on Ice. We got Monster Trucks coming up, Hot Wheels version of Monster Trucks. So there, and Stockton Commerce just there.
Bob Hope has a ton of kid events too. Yeah. I saw Disney Junior Live a couple months ago.
Sounds
there you go.
Painful.
It was a bit, actually. One of my nephews passed out the whole time. Disney on Ice was good though.
Oh yeah, really good. A great job. And it's I've seen so many things there: circuses and Cirque du Soleil and extreme motorcycle racing. And when they go in a cage in the circle, that venue's
monster
great.
Monster truck kind of stuff. Yeah. Yes. Oh, we had Nitro Circus. Kids would freak out for that.
Yeah.
So long story short, there's no lack of things to do with kids and for the family in Stockton. So check out our website. If you're, if you think we forgot something, blast us in the comments and we'll make up for it next time.
Give us a good review and then blast us in the comments as long as it's five stars.
We're trying our best.
But I just remind folks too that Stockton Flavor Fest happens every May in downtown Stockton and it is our event. So we like to give it a little extra love. And we do have specific kids activities, live art demonstrations, but also arts and crafts area and other things for kids there. It's very family-friendly music and a ton of food. And again, just there's a playground there and there's lots of room just to run around. So and we keep the fountain on. So you can
God. Yeah.
I know.
My brother brought his kids all 3 days because he was like, they're exhausted after this and it's the best. And mom and dad can have a beer. And I was like, perfect. Oh boy. Anyways, thank you, Wes. This was awesome. To see all the events on the city's largest events calendar, check out visitstockton.org. And when you're there, you can sign up for our weekly events newsletter. For supporting images and insights, follow at This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Estes with Visit Stockton and produced by Relic.